Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. We are so excited to have you listening to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business and the community. So today's show, we have amazing hints and tips and strategies for writers. And hopefully this will help those writers out there get the courage and have some more ideas on how to get your books actually out there in print. I am a published author myself, avid writer. I've been writing my whole life, poetry, poems, short stories, that kind of thing. And so this is definitely a topic that's near and dear to my heart. I've also launched a project called Get Published Today. We have a meetup.com group, which is meetup.com/getpublishedtoday, as well as a Facebook fan page and a website, getpublishedtoday.info. All of those resources I'm pulling together to help writers just like yourself take that next step and get your books published and the strategies that it'll take to do that. Our call-in number is 646-595-3440. Please call in today. Today is a great day to call in and ask specific questions. I've been doing a couple listener interactions for the last couple of weeks as we build up for some more guest shows next week. And really, this is your opportunity to, you know, get customized consulting. I've been a business and marketing consultant for over 15 years. And so when I learn something, it's real important for me to go out there and share it with you. I'm looking forward to helping address your specific needs and go from there. So anyway, back to the topic at hand. There are a few sponsors we actually have on our show today. One of them is an opportunity for you to clear your mind and get insight and more clarity and vision, and so forth. And that way you can have a better, viewpoint of getting the work done. So one of the tips and resources we have today you can find on our website, our Facebook fan page, that is. And it is a class that's coming to the Columbus, Ohio area, taught by Barbara Martin. She is a experienced aura healer and practitioner. She's written many, many books on the subject. Excellent resource for tapping into how to grow your business. So on September 22nd, they're having a class, What Are the Kingdom of Light Teachings? Awakening the Divine Consciousness in You with Barbara Martin. That's 1 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Columbus Worthington, and you can go to our Facebook fan page to get more details. I'm also going to post the link in our chat room. You can participate on the radio show in two ways. The first way is by joining blogtalkradio.com/withinsights and creating your own personal profile. This allows you to get into the chat room and ask specific questions and interact with me and our guests. And then you can also just simply call in. And again, that call-in number is 646-595-3440. And just listen in on the show, or if I tap into you and you have a question that you want to ask, feel free to ask. So that was one of our sponsors. Our other sponsors for today's show are the Global Women's Summit event in Charleston, South Carolina. That is also happens to be happening September 22nd. I will be participating in that event as a panelist. I'm very excited to support Trina Johnson, who's organizing the event, and many other wonderful guest speakers and presenters. So it's a great time to to, you know, empower women around the country and participate on a very nurturing and loving experience. So again, one of the things I wanted to cover today after, you know, highlighting our sponsors is addressing the journey that it is to be a writer. On my Get Published Today meetup group, we've got about 200 members, and each one of them has their own unique story and experience. So it's definitely exciting to know where somebody's coming from, what their history is, what their background is, and what makes them the creative genius that they are. So we're going to talk about some tips to get the words out on your writing and how to go from writer to author. We're also going to talk about some websites you can access and some other cool strategies. So again, this is going to be a jam-packed show of information. We have a caller on the line, so I believe she's just listening in, but we'll just tap in and see, you know, if it looks like she's just listening to our show. So that's great. What's neat about Blog Talk Radio is not only can you interact with people all over the world. I have listeners all over the world that tap in. We have callers calling from other locations. But you get an opportunity to, you know, share your message, which, you know, as a writer, that's one of the things we strive to do. As an author, you spend a lot of time figuring out what your next message is and sharing the first one. So there is a whole strategy involved in that. And that's not necessarily 100% about what today's show is going to be talking about. It's more about what's going to motivate you as a writer to take that next step on your goals. So again, hope we can get some writers on the line and some people in the chat room asking questions so I can address them. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with some strategies and tips. Thanks so much for listening to EntrepreneurX.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Great. Well, thanks so much. Welcome back to the show. We are live on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. Our topic of the day is tips for writers. And what we are doing is I'm sharing some tips and strategies that I've learned in my experience going from writer to author. We've got a couple people scheduled to call in that are experienced writers. And looking forward to having them on the line to help answer some questions about their journey. And, you know, again, it is a process, so there's nothing to worry about. You can start small by writing poetry. You can write short stories. You can write a story with a friend. I know that's pretty popular. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to get your message out there. One of the key things that all authors that I've interviewed have in common, and we're talking Ken Sewell, who is a New York Times bestseller, Valerie Douglas, one of the top 100 ebook writers in her fantasy category consistently on Amazon. She's got about 20 books. She's kind of my main consultant. The main thing you need to remember is you just need to write. If you don't take time to write, then you have nothing to publish. Makes sense? Pretty simple, you know, and again, these are all going to be strategies and tips you're probably already aware of. It's just kind of putting them in one organized package to help you get motivated and supported. So definitely the first step is writing. The next step is in interviewing authors that I've discovered is they always say be consistent. So if you can set a specific time a day aside to write or a specific time a week to write, then, you know, you're setting a goal and you're staying clear with your own vision, your own mission, and you're showing up for yourself. I think for me, the biggest challenge I have in writing is I get distracted, and I don't necessarily have quote-unquote deadlines. I kind of make my own deadlines as a prosperity advisor. So when you're making your own deadlines, it's a lot harder to stick to them. You can get distracted with wanting to go play on a boat or get out in the sunshine. And then that can lead to you, you know, forgetting to do certain things, at least for me. So one of the things I did was create my own accountability. And I created Get Published Today meetup group, so that I could have a set time and place to meet with other writers and give encouragement to them. And that worked really well. We met for about 6 months last year, and it helped me kind of stay on top of my writing and organize some of my thoughts and some of my other books. Right now, currently, I've got about 3 books in the works, and I literally have not looked at my third book since February, because I just haven't had the accountability to do so. I haven't been doing the writer's group because I've been focused on helping my clients with putting video together and focused on Global Women's Summit events and coordinating those around the country. So, again, a little distracted. I'm finally making a commitment today. In fact, I went ahead and am converting my printed book to ebook. So, you know, one of those things I had to do was set a goal for myself. And then it's important sometimes if you have an accountability partner, that's also very helpful in the process, where there's another writer, another person that you can say, I want to do this goal for the week or the month, and then they check up on you. So accountability partners is really helpful for me. One of the things that got me to this place as an author was the fact that I had been part of an international contest, and it was called the Best Brilliant Idea for Humanity. And in that, we had to come up with a concept or idea to submit that would benefit mankind, that we felt would make a difference, submit a video, and then from there, there were other levels of the contest participate in. And so I knew that I had to enter the contest. I listened to my intuition, and I procrastinated pretty heavily on coming up with my concept or idea. And I finally settled on the 5 steps to abundance. From that, I made the video. We had a great time. I wrote the script. We had a great videographer, Raymond Vinson. I had some great people participating as my extras and my you know, voiceovers and my stylist and all kinds of stuff. So it was really amazing to be able to, you know, take a message or an idea and put it to video, and that really excited me. What I wasn't anticipating was after I got accepted into the second round of the contest, after I'd written my business plan, I just woke up at 6 a.m. and wrote a book about the 5 steps to abundance, which was kind of part of my abundance principle and energy business work that I'd been working on. But it just came together in one fell swoop. So, you know, that's when I was very clear and connected and divinely inspired. And that is where my book came from. Well, interestingly enough, the third round of the contest, we had to submit a mini book. And I already had my book almost completely finished. I just had to do some final editing. And that was a really great feeling. So I made it to the third round. I was picked out of probably that 400 or 500 international entries to have my book be part of a international compilation book. So that was really exciting. So it inspired me to take that next step as a writer to becoming a published author. And I had already been doing public speaking around the country and, you know, sharing my concepts of living in the love vibration and prosperity and growth. With hundreds and hundreds of people, I now had a product to sell, my book. So actually, I get my book printed at a local printer, Monk's Coffee Shop, and I sell them at my public speaking. So it's a lot easier to start and you can use that as a tool, and it's still a book, whether it's got an ISBN and it's backed by traditional publishers, really doesn't matter. It's about your message and your content and your belief in yourself. So that's another tip. You don't have to go out to a traditional publisher and wait a year or 2 years to get your final product back. You can actually just print the book yourself and promote it. There's also self-publishing options out there. So to take you from being a writer to an author, look at different self-publishing options for sure. And, you know, there's many out there. There are some that are very predatory. So there's a list called Predators and Editors that you absolutely have to look at first before you even think to take advantage of anybody's offer, because there are, quote unquote, I don't want to say they're fake publishers because they do print your book, but they are not in any way, shape, and form what you would expect from, you know, a traditional Simon & Schuster and so on. They make their living off of catering to the writer's ego and saying, for $4,000, we will edit your book, we will get you a book cover, we'll give you a website, we'll promote your book, and we will sell your book to you for $8 a copy so that you can turn around and sell it for $25. People are not buying hardback books today like they were, and that has completely impacted the publishing industry in such a unique and dramatic way that ebooks and online downloaded books are and print on demand are absolutely the number one way to get your book out there as a writer. So let's gonna see if we have any callers on the line. One second, let's see if we have a caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Hello? Okay, so I guess we don't have a caller. They're just listening into the show. That's not a problem. You can call 646-595-3440 at any time and listen to the show remotely. Or again, like I said, you can go into Blog Talk and blogtalkradio.com/withinsights and you know, check in with our chat room. We're going to take another quick break while I grab some more info.
You are listening to withinsightsradio.com and withinsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome, listeners. You are listening to Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. Today's topic is tips for writers. We're talking about quite a few diversified topics within helping a writer yourself become a published author if that is your goal. I've talked a little bit about my journey from writer to author. And I've shared a little bit of the strategies and tips I've learned from interviewing New York Times bestselling author Ken Sewell, top 100 ebook author Valerie Douglas, and a few others. Every fourth Wednesday, we have a Meet the Author show. This is where authors can take a time to share their story, highlight their books, and talk to their audience, your guests. So, again, this is all about giving you an opportunity to ask the questions you have about, you know, getting your book published or how to market your book, whatever strategy it is that you're interested in. The other thing that I wanted to go over today was helping writers let go of the fear they have or the writer's block. Those are two kind of separate things, but they kind of connect together. so, you know, one of my main consulting practices with writers is helping them with their belief system in their self. So when you have something that you've been nurturing, that's your quote-unquote baby, that's a part of you, sometimes it is very difficult to share that work with anyone. And I can certainly understand that. So helping you have a safe place to share that work is important. Couple of ideas. Joining online writers groups can be helpful because you don't always have to interact to participate. You can read the post, you can see what's relative to you, or you can ask specific questions and get feedback. There's a great group that I'm a part of on Facebook. It's called the Indie Writers Group. Valerie Douglas has created that with a few of her other colleagues. And this is a real quality group of writers and published authors. They have experience doing Kindle. They have experience doing Amazon. They have experience doing print-on-demand, traditional publishing, the whole gamut. So it's a good resource for you as a writer to ask questions. It's also a great resource if you're already an author. One of the main things that I learned from working with authors is they have written the book, which is step one. They've gotten it published, which is step two, and they forget about step three, which is actually marketing the message. That is a full-time job in itself, and it is about consistency. So not only is it important to have consistency when you're a writer creating your story and finishing it, it's also important to have consistency to promote your book. One great author, you know, his hint was you're only as good as your second book. And so if you're ready to put out your first book, if you have your second book ready to go, you can keep dovetailing on that momentum you're achieving when people are downloading and buying your book. So, you know, that is important to be consistent with your message. We had talked a little bit briefly about predators and editors and the different options between traditional and ebook. Traditional publishers are very difficult to work with. They typically are looking for somebody who's already experienced, who has a following, and you need to have an agent before you go to the publisher. An agent will not touch you if they find out you've been submitting your books to the publishers behind their back. They'll drop you, they'll blackball you, and you won't be able to get the support that you need. A key difference to be aware of, an agent for your book is absolutely not the same thing as a publicist or your PR marketer. Why is that important to realize? I didn't quite myself understand the distinction. An agent is just there to represent you to the publishers. They're there to negotiate your contract and take a cut of your earnings, but they don't really know the whole gamut of how to market your book. With the influx of web marketing, it is so easy, in my opinion, because you know it's something that I do on a daily basis, to get your message out to an audience, grow that audience, and sell the book. Or, you know, get fans and sell the message. Whatever your message is, you can definitely increase your exposure and your traffic by just connecting to your audience using the web. From there, you can connect with them face-to-face. So whatever direction you're starting with, if you're having a book signing, you then want to get them to go to your fan page. Then you want to connect with them on your fan page and let them know when your next book signing is. So all of these strategies absolutely work together to create a holistic approach to helping you get to your goals as a writer and a published author. So, you know, one of the things I'd mentioned before that's helpful is this accountability. So, you know, one of the ways to gain accountability is to set goals for yourself on a daily basis. Another way to gain accountability is to have an accountability partner, that's somebody that agrees to help support you in your goals, and you help support them in their writing goals. And, you know, that strategy of teamwork works really well. Or you can also join a writer's group, whether it's online or face-to-face in your community, to get support and share your work. There's plenty of different local writers groups in Columbus. You can go to meetup.com for strategies and tips. You can also go to just a basic web search to find out, you know, what groups are meeting. There's college campuses. There's creative writing classes. There's all kinds of resources for you as a writer to help you clarify your message. So, you know, definitely don't be afraid to get that down on paper. And don't be afraid to share your work. You know, the number one tip that I've come up with in the article that I'm writing about today's radio show is let go of your fear. Don't let it get in the way of your success. Take the chance, because basically it's pretty simple. Out of all the people that you're going to share your writings with, many are going to love it, many might hate it, most of them will have an okay, they like it opinion, and the rest won't care. And that's just general statistics. So again, don't be afraid to take the time to actually let somebody read your work. I know from having my writers group that it is a very personal experience, and not everybody is willing and is open to share that experience as I might be. But that at the same time has a double-edged sword, where I saw certain people frozen in their fear of sharing their story. And in most cases, it was because they were delving into such a deep emotional process that it was a lot of effort for them to feel comfortable actually sharing it in public. And that's why I recommend, you know, find a group that you're comfortable with. Go several times. You don't have to ever say a word to be supportive of the other people in the group. That's why they're there, so that you can finally find that place within you and be comfortable sharing what you are. So definitely, you know, letting go of your fear, identifying it, releasing it is real important. Some other basic tips to becoming a great writer, you know, we can do the whole syntax and sentence structure and grammar, and I'll post some links to some websites that are talking about that. What I really wanted to talk about was I want you to get your goals. And, you know, most writers want their stuff to be published, whether it's an article or a blog or an actual book or ebook. And, you know, you can get your message out there very simply. Blogs are the hot thing. There's blogger.com, there's Blogspot, there's WordPress. All of these are free places for you to put your content. Facebook, you can create a fan page for yourself and type what you're thinking all day long, and people can like it and make comments, and you can interact with people, and you can then take that content and turn it into a book. So, you know, don't be afraid to use the free social media resources that are out there to help get your message out. We do have a caller on the line. I'm going to see if I can get them and if they have a question for us today. Hi, caller. Can you hear me?
Hi, Heather. This is John Harrison.
Oh, hello, John. How are you today?
Oh, I'm excellent. How are you doing?
I'm good. Well, thanks so much for calling in. We did a little plug at the beginning for Barbara Martin,
being that she
is definitely a writer and an author. And for their listeners out there, John has been working with Barbara Martin for quite a while and is helping host her to come to the Columbus, Ohio area. And I asked him to please call in and tell the audience a little bit about, you know, how his experience with working with Barbara has shifted things. So go ahead, John. Tell the audience a little bit about your experience.
Well, sure. It actually was a book I found. I don't know how many of the audience is into the spiritual, but it was a book I found, Change Your Life, Change Your Life, many years ago. It almost jumped off the bookshelf for me, and it was just a really profound and straightforward explanation of how we can improve our lives with meditating, with connecting with spiritual energy, or basically I'd call it the God consciousness. And one of the amazing things about it is that it actually helps us to reach inspiration and to overcome blocks or fears, all those kind of things that get in the way of us, you know, accomplishing our dreams and our visions. So it's been profound work. I know, Heather, you've done some of it with me and with others. And
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's definitely been the kind of thing that just makes life so much more positive and so much more focused and clear. And so it's something I do. I share this work. I lead a meditation group, and a lot of people have tuned into it and are going to be at the workshop. But I'm really grateful that you would have me on to talk about this today.
Well, it makes perfect sense. And, you know, our spiritual community is a loving community, and it's about supporting each other. And in talking of, you know, in writing up kind of an article that I'm doing about the radio show today and my story with writing, you know, for me it was about accountability. It wasn't really so much about fear, because I love to show off my work. But what I found once I started interviewing other writers about what their needs were, they had a really deeply ingrained fear of expression. And that was freezing them in getting to their goals of being a writer and finishing a piece of work, becoming an author. And so you called perfectly on time, because we were just talking about how can you learn to let go of your fear and tap in. And I think, you know,
Tapping in is the right word, because it's really about connecting with that higher source and letting it work through you. It's kind of stepping out of the way and kind of letting go, letting God, and seeing the beauty that we create, whether it's in art or writing or even in our day-to-day lives. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. And I know, I mean, I'm going to make assumptions here, that most of the writers that are listening or people that have written before have had that moment where it's just automatic writing, and you're just writing and you're writing and writing. And for me, I definitely channel when I write. It's like I know what I'm supposed to say. It's mapped out in my mind, and I can go back, and I've been writing an article throughout the whole day, and I haven't looked at it in the last half hour, but I'll go back and I'll finish it, and I'll be right where I left off. Now, that's a lucky place to be. It's not always like that. When I wrote my 5 Steps to Abundance book, I woke up at 6 a.m., and I couldn't do anything but walk straight to the computer and start typing. It was magic. And so that's the benefit of clearing your mind and practicing tapping in. So when you are in a moment where you do absolutely have to push something out, say it's a term paper or an article deadline or your next blog post, and you're just kind of stuck, if you practice using meditation techniques or clearing techniques like John's sharing that Barbara Martin has, you're able to overcome those quote-unquote writer block moments more quickly, because you've learned techniques of breathing and consciousness and stilling to free up the thoughts and the energies that were blocking your inspiration. So I think this is a perfect segue for today's topic, and in many ways that I couldn't have even planned. So I'm very excited to have you on, John. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. That's how it kind of works when we let go, huh?
Absolutely. I was like, writer's block. Perfect. Let's do this. So tell us a little bit more about Barbara's class on the 22nd, where it's going to be, and how people can register.
Well, we are going to be at the Holiday Inn in Worthington, and that's Worthington, Ohio, and it's going to be from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. But to register, people need to get in touch with the Spiritual Arts Institute. They can call toll-free at 800-650-2872.
Perfect.
And I should probably say that again, 800-650-2872.
You are a natural on the radio, John.
Well, thanks, Beth.
And it's September 22nd, 1 p.m., so tune in. We've got the link to the Facebook event on our Entrepreneurial Excellence fan page, and, you know, I've put it in the chat room for those of you that are on our chat. So is there anything else you wanted to share about helping writers with maybe – a simple way to clear their mind when they're feeling stuck or stressed?
Yeah, it's actually called the powder blue light of inspiration. And really, you should just kind of think kind of above themselves, literally about 2 feet above their heads. Just kind of think of a point up there like a ball of light and see it filled with powder blue. And really, I just encourage everybody who's listening to try this and just take 5 minutes and just see yourself filled with powder blue light. Kind of known in this work as the powder blue light of inspiration. And it's a way to kind of have just divinely inspired ideas come through. Whether you're skeptical or not, I just encourage you to put it to the test and see what happens. And I'd love to hear reports.
That'd be great. Yeah, definitely. And you can go to our fan page and make comments. about the experiment with the you know, the blue light, and seeing how the inspirations helped you out. So thanks for sharing, John. Hopefully you can stay tuned in or call us in another week.
I'll probably have to give you another call.
All right.
Got to get
back
to work. But thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thanks for taking the time, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
All right. Have a great show. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, thanks out there, listeners. That was, again, John Harrison giving you some tips on how to help with writer's block, stress, and helping with inspiration and clarity and creativity. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome back to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. I'm Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. You are listening to blogtalkradio.com/withinsights. That is our channel station, and you can log in and create a profile for yourself and participate in our chat room. We'd love to have you. Also, you can just simply call in to our guest call-in line and listen to the show or ask questions. The number is 646-595-3440. That's 646-595-3440. What we've been talking about today is tips for writers. We just had a great guest caller, John Harrison, talking about using meditation techniques and visualization, not only to help clear the mind, but also to clear the aura, an energetic field around your physical body that many of you are aware of has different colors, and you can draw upon those different colors in order to create different states of being or relaxation or inspiration, as we were talking about. So he is helping bring Barbara Martin in for a class on the 22nd to Columbus, Ohio, where you can absolutely learn more about cleansing your aura and changing your life. We have that information on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show fan page on Facebook, so please tap in and become a fan. I just want to share a little bit about our fan page. We've got 71 fans. I am so excited and grateful for that. Today is my day of gratitude, as every Wednesday is, because I get a chance to actually talk to you guys and help support and empower other writers and authors to the best of my ability. What's really great, this is another tip for writers who are, you know, ready to promote their work, whether you are writing articles or blogs or what it might be, you can also have a fan page on Facebook. It's absolutely free and pretty simple to use. Right now, with the number of likes we have, we're reaching about a little over 60,000 different people on Facebook on a weekly basis, and to me, that's pretty incredible. The exposure that you have, the potential you have on Facebook to reach your audience is really an amazing thing. So I'm very grateful to, you know, have that exposure and have the downloads that we've been getting, and that's been, you know, staying pretty consistent and going up. So we're looking forward to getting some more guests on the show. A couple of cool things that are coming into Columbus, Ohio. The first one is the Universal Light Expo, which is the second weekend of October. And I will be interviewing different practitioners and speakers on the radio show and promoting them in build up for this wonderful metaphysical event. I'll have a booth. There's probably about 200 other vendors that are going to be at Vets Memorial. It's Saturday and Sunday. There's speakers, there's shopping, there's great organic and vegan food. all kinds of amazing stuff. So it's a really great thing. You can go to universeexpo.com to check out more details on who's coming into town and who's speaking. It's a fabulous 2 days of healing. If you have a little cash flow problem and you're not sure if you can afford to go into the show, they're absolutely always looking for volunteers to help out. So please don't hesitate to become a volunteer. You only have to work a couple of hours, and then you get the rest of the day to participate in the show. It's an excellent way to get your feet wet in something like this. So wonderful, wonderful event. I'm looking forward to being a part of it. This will be, I think, my 6th or 7th year attending and my 2nd year as a vendor. So last year we had a really great time. Looking forward to another good one this year. One of the that kind of segues really nicely into the next tip that I have for writers. More about marketing, but going to different trade shows, book signings, author events will help you have an opportunity to see what it takes to go to that next step. You have a hands-on opportunity to speak with other authors who are published and what they're doing to be successful. I know I saw my book at the show. I would say there's probably, out of the 200, probably 40 or 50 of the practitioners are actually published authors and have books and resources available. So, again, it's another tip on how to get inspired, keep moving forward with your goals. Writing is a very personal experience and typically done 100% by yourself. That's why so many writers tend to be more inclusive and introverted. There are also benefits to that because you are maybe more focused on getting the work done. I don't know. I'm an extrovert, so I tend to have to make myself do the writing and do other things at the same time, kind of multitasking as we go. So, you know, one of the great things that I've learned basically is just to connect and work with other people. I mean, the best way to get answers to your questions is to certainly ask the questions and, you know, spend the time to find out what it is that's going to help you continue on your goals and moving forward. Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, we've been going on since the end of May. It's been a fun evolution, and I'm learning as I go and connecting with other beautiful people. I love having a platform for people to share their art and their messages, and that's exactly what Blog Talk allows me to do, in addition to creating the videos for individuals and helping them share their message. One of the cool tricks, this is more for an author, but you might be able to, as a writer, to start to get additional inspiration for your story, is using video. Pictures have 1,000 words. So I found that because I do enjoy making the videos, I've stopped writing and I make more pictures and videos and tell my story that way. So it's just another creative outlet for me. And then I can companion those with an article. I do write for the ColumbusExaminer.com, the Women in Business section, and it is another way for you to get your feet wet as, you know, an online journalist. So you can, if you're interested, send me an email, heatherltapia@gmail.com, and I'll send you the link, and you can submit your idea for being a columnist for the Examiner. They do a great job of highlighting local news. And I really enjoy their back office and the experience of writing that. So, again, today's show is Tips for Authors. We're looking forward to, you know, some other tips and tricks. Now, I did talk to Valerie Douglas earlier today about the show. She's probably writing. She's always writing and editing her books. And one of the hot topics she wanted me to share, if she didn't have a chance to call in, was it is important to have integrity as an ebook author. And what that means is some very well-known writers were actually paying other people to review their work on Amazon and Kindle because it improves their rating. And if it improves their rating, they get more exposure. If they get more exposure, it tends to lead to more downloads, free publicity, right? So she said that's the big hot buzz in the indie writing circle is fake reviews. So, you know, again, it's just something to be aware of when, you're becoming a writer and you're moving into the next level. One of the other strategies I've put out there is about how to take your books, get it edited. Read your book several times. I had my simple 32-page mini book edited by 6 people. And literally, until the last person, they were still finding mistakes. Then when I went and reformatted my book and made sure everything was current and accurate before I'm getting ready to format it for Kindle, I found some more things that I needed to change and update. So you can never look at the information too many times or have too many people look at it. So have a couple of your good friends who are willing to be objective and red lines and stuff, take a look at it, and then you definitely need to get a professional editor. They typically charge anywhere from $1 to $5 a page to edit, so that can get expensive. That's why you want that to be the absolute last thing you do, and then have another good friend or an English professor or a teacher edit the book a few more times. So, again, those are just some strategies as you're going from the writing process to the editing process, which then can segue to formatting, which allows you to get your book ready for publishing. So since I'm in the process of doing this, let's talk a little bit about ebooks. What I absolutely love about the internet is the simplicity of connecting instantaneously with somebody on the other side of the world with just a simple instant message box. I am so excited about that because energy never dies. And if it's about intention and you're sending a positive vibe and you can get instant feedback from that person on the other end of the computer, how their day is going or what they're feeling or what's going on, it really is an amazing thing. So I really enjoy that. And with the ability to not have to go through the rejection letters of a traditional publisher today, you can absolutely upload your books on Smashwords.com. That's another great site to allow you to branch out and shift from writer to published author. It's a great resource. What they do is they allow you to create a profile. You can upload your book. They'll give you an ISBN, and you can start selling it. You can do print on demand, which what that is it's simply where instead of you buying a whole case of books like you used to have to do and keeping them in your trunk and going around and trying to get people to buy them, it allows you to simply sell the link. Promote the link and sell the book, and then what it'll do is it'll print it on demand and ship it to them. So the costs are lower. It's easier on you as a writer. It's just a wonderful invention and concept. There's also Lulu.com, which is another platform for ebooks. Those are all great if you just want to do the books yourself. What I'm highly encouraging you to do is go through the process and start with Kindle Select. Obviously, it's a download. Create a profile. You do have to have your book and your cover formatted correctly. There's an amazing website that I'm using called Fiverr.com. F as in Frank, I, V as in Victor, E as in Edward, R as in Robert.com, where everything is $5. They will sing happy birthday to you as Marilyn Monroe for $5. They will write your website on their forehead in permanent marker and walk around for $5. People will do a lot of crazy things for $5. But the cool thing is if you're trying to be cost effective and get your book out there, you can get your book cover, which I just did today. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see it. Should have it in the next day. And then I will have submit that with the edited version of my 5 Steps to Abundance. Get it formatted for Kindle, create my profile, and then upload it, and then I will have a dedicated link where people can go and download my book for the next 90 days. So I'm very excited about that, especially since I'll be speaking at the Charleston Global Women's Summit September 22nd. I'm a panel member, so we're out there empowering other women to making change and affecting, you know, what the needs are for women's and family on a local, national, and international level, something that's part of my whole Entrepreneurial Excellence Women in Business, my Women in Business column in Examiner, and the Purpose Summits that I put on. So we're very excited to have that going on. I wanted to take another quick break, see if we have any other questions, wrap up with some other quick and easy tips, and we'll go from there. So here's another break.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome back to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. I'm Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. Today we are talking about tips for writers. We've also been sharing some unique and great tips for authors and hopefully have given you some more information to help you reach your goals as a writer. I'm offering free consultations as part of my Get Published Today meetup group and website, meetup.com/Get Published Today, or you can go to getpublishedtoday.info and shoot me an email and we can set up a time for me to address your specific needs. We do our Entrepreneurial Essence radio show every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and look forward to having you on the call. You can call in at any time. Our call-in number is 646-595-3440. You can just simply listen, or you can easily ask questions. I want to go ahead and wrap up today's show by going over the tips and strategies we talked about. You can also find them on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show fan page. The first tip is just write. Simply get stuff on paper or on the computer. Back up your information. Nothing's worse than losing an entire document. I don't redo stuff, but I certainly love what I put out there, so I can't stand it when I lose information. Number two, be consistent in your writing. Pick a time or a day and do it on a consistent basis so you're constantly improving your skills. Three, let go of the fear you have about sharing your writing. You know, find somebody you trust, join a writer's group, either online or face-to-face. There's LinkedIn groups you can join, meetup.com. There's forums all over the country that you can become a part of, local, national, and international groups. The other tips and strategies are more geared towards, you know, finalizing your book so that it can be published. There's many publishing options. There's traditional. There's print on demand. There's print at your local coffee shop and sell. And there's also ebook, which we've talked quite a lot about. That's the new experience that I'm going through with my book, The 5 Steps to Abundance. So now that I've made the commitment to you, you guys are my accountability partner. I've submitted my cover, and I would like to have my ebook submitted by this Friday, as long as I like the cover. So let's make it the deadline. By next Wednesday's show, I will have a link to my Kindle Select downloadable book for you guys out there to download. So out there, and the intention has been set. For those of you who are listening, hold me accountable. Ask me about it. Keep me motivated because I get distracted supporting my clients. We've got another cool event that's coming up that I wanted to share with you. It is called Girls Night Out, and we're looking for ideas for the day portion of the event. So go to the fan page and let us know what would get you as a woman out on a Saturday afternoon. We were thinking of doing a pampering spa day and having you have access to wonderful practitioners as well as some great women's networking groups. Have some fun and feel nurtured, and then go off and enjoy an amazing all-female group, Climax, for the Girls Night Out event. So I'll be posting some information about that on the fan page and other groups. And, again, we look forward to just having you be a participant in the radio show. Thanks for listening. Again, we are you're listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. It's on www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsights. It's been a pleasure helping you and those aspiring writers out there. I'm Heather L. Tapia. Thanks so much for listening, and look forward to connecting with you next week.
Feel the wisdom of the highest. Feel it with my fingertips. Pray that God's good. Feel it when I'm at my worst. Feel it if I feel the best. Somebody feel like